But by the messenger he sent, asking her to marry him, she returned a refusal. She knew that if she married the prince, her province would lose its independence, and this her people did not wish. The prince replied that if she did not agree to marry him, he would conquer her country and marry her by force. Quickly she gathered together an army, went out to meet the army of the prince, and defeated it. Then, fearing that her great beauty might cause further trouble to her country, she threw herself into the Vistula River. And to this day, yearly, on the 24th of June, the people of Kraków cast wreaths of flowers upon the river in memory of the unselfish deed of the lovely Wanda. So Eva and Maria jogged along, sometimes down in the valley of the Vistula River, whose silver water flowed through a great plain where wheat fields ripened and potato patches were like little dark green forests, sometimes along a ridge covered with oaks and poplars, and here and there a grove of aspens or pines. So clear was the day that they could see, far off on the southern horizon, the faint blue outlines of the Carpathian Mountains. Arriving at Kraków about noon, they drove eastward out Copernicus Street, nearly to the Botanical Gardens, and there, on the corner of Latimer Alley, Eva drew up before a modest little house with a bakery shop in front. Out came Uncle Ludwig Kemmel, in his white baker's cap and apron, followed by Aunt Annie to welcome them. Their son Lothar, a boy of about 15, stood scowling in the doorway. He was a big, lazy boy who thought pretty well of himself, and he was not at all pleased at the thought of having to amuse his country cousins, for it was Lothar's way to amuse himself first of all. And indeed, Eva and Maria were not at all anxious to be amused by Lothar. He had done so much boasting and made such poor efforts at entertaining them once before that all they wanted now was to get away by themselves and see the city that always thrilled them. In particular, they wished to see their grandfather and grandmother Stanek.